Amen. It is so happy, so good to be here on this morning. Amen. We certainly do thank and praise God for another opportunity. Amen. See my brother, my friend and brother, Elder Gentry walking in. Amen. Amen. So we certainly do thank and praise God for another opportunity to be here. I am, I count it as an honor and a privilege to be here in the house of God one more time. Certainly do thank and praise God for my pastor and the person of Suffragan Bishop Magnus. Amen. And for our First Lady, amen, Sister Magnus, we thank and praise God for the both of them. Amen. Certainly do thank God for my wife and children. Emerson and I are both under the weather. And Emerson gave it to me. And I've had this thing for going on a week. And my sinuses, and then I'm allergic to Oklahoma. And so my sinuses.
But we won the championship.
Amen. But we, I was outside coaching. I coached Brian's football team. And I just felt like I was hit in the face with a baseball bat because all those cottonwoods were flying all over and I can't breathe. I can barely see and all this. And so, I'm struggling and my voice is not all there. I'm up there yelling at kids, telling them, go this way. No, go cut and all that. And I'm up there on the football field and we lost. I got three losses. Lord have mercy. And so I'm sitting up here like, well, these parents about to start talking to me and thinking, we need a new coach. Yes, y'all do. And so I'm thinking, I'm expecting them to say that. And one of the parents came up to me and said, are you going to coach again next season? You see the record. I really didn't plan on it. Well, we actually like you with the boys. You're actually really good with our sons. And we really would like you to coach again if you'd consider it. Well, thank God numbers and stats are not the only important thing. But we have a lot of fun. We have a lot of fun. I was talking to one of the other coaches yesterday, and he said it's like playing Madden with eight-year-olds. And I said, he's absolutely right. Trying to get all these kids to understand the fundamentals of football, and even some of the kids that we have, a week before, one of the kids threw an interception to turn into a touchdown. And the little boy was so hurt when he did it, and he looked like he was about to start crying. And so I was able to go back to him and grab him and say, hey, listen, man, everybody makes mistakes, but we're going to learn from that. That's over and done with. We're going to come back from that right now. And so being able to encourage, amen, these young group of boys, I never thought I was the coaching type, but I'm enjoying it. Amen. It's a beautiful thing. Then I go home and flush my nose and lay in my chair all day because I need to recover. Amen. But I thank and praise God for being here. I could not do that and then not fulfill my obligations to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because he is so worthy to be praised. And I feel like I always say, God knew that my sinuses were going to be bothering me. And I got to tell the devil, you got to try a little bit harder if you're going to stop me. So I may not preach as hard today. I may not be as vibrant today, but I'm going to try to get this out. And I'm going to go back home and find something to stuff in my nose and all that and try to recover before I go and do it all again. Amen? Amen. Certainly do thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. If it weren't for you, I'd have to preach outside, and it's kind of raining off and on. So we thank and praise God for all of you. Amen. I think I've said my wife and my three boys. Amen. We started teaching Bible class up there in Owosso, and it's been a blessing. People have been coming out hearing the word these past two Friday nights. From 7 to 8 up there in Owosso. And as I was teaching last night, or last Friday, I got Graham giving me my amens. So it was a blessing to have your children with you. Amen. I know a lot of preachers, and I'll say this, and this is probably not a popular thing to say, but a lot of preachers like to go off without their family. But that's my first ministry, is my family. Amen. And so if my wife and kids don't want to be around me, Lord, have mercy. And so I thank and praise God for them. Amen. They're truly a blessing to me and truly help me to be better. Amen. 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 Even that little one, Emerson, just teaching me patience. Just that boy is demanding. So, but I'm not going to be before you very long. I feel a whole lot better than I did when I woke up this morning. So I'm going to try to get this out and get out of your way. Amen. So if you have your Bibles, journey with me to an incredibly very familiar verse of scripture in Romans chapter 8, verse 31. We want one verse, Romans 8 and verse 31. When you have it, if you'd be so kind to stand with us. Romans 8, 31. You'd be so kind to stand. Romans chapter 8, verse 31. I'll read that in your hearing. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you and praise you for all that you've done for us on this morning. We thank you and praise you for allowing us to come to your house one more time. We thank you and praise you, O God, for your word. We ask you, O God, that you would speak to our hearts and speak to our minds, O God. Lord, we ask that you would touch our mouths, Lord God, touch our lips to let it be that as the pen of a ready writer. God, I ask that you would get all the glory, get all the honor, and get all the praise, O God. Only you, Father, know exactly what every last one of us stand in need of. You know our obstacles, you know our roadblocks, you know our tests, our trials, our mountains, everything that we're going through. God, you know it. And I ask you right now, oh God, to send a right now word to our situation. Lord God, you know what we're about to face tomorrow. Send a right now word to the problem that's coming tomorrow. Send right now, Lord God, your anointing that breaks yokes, chains, and fetters. Send down your anointing, oh God, that changes somebody's life. Send down the anointing that makes preaching easy. Lord God, I know that you can. I know that you will. I know that you're able. Lord God, there is no failure in you. And God, I give you praise, give you glory, and give you honor. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Thank God. And all God's people said, amen. What shall we then say to these things? Things in the preceding verses. If God be for us, if God be for us, if God be for us, kind of makes you a little bold when you start saying it, doesn't it? If God be for us, who is crazy enough to be against us? Just for a few minutes, I want to talk from the subject I've been wrestling with while driving all over rural Oklahoma in my car. I want to preach from the subject, the God factor. The God factor. I stand before you once more admitting something preachers don't ever admit. That I've spoken from this text before. I know we're not supposed to admit that. Preachers always try to hide it, put it under the rug. You all notice it. And some of you come preacher, you preach from that before. But when I began to think about God and how amazing he is, I saw this text altogether in a different light. We know that when we look at the basis of this text, it suggests, it lets us know that God is for us. That God is on our side. That God has our back. Oftentimes, we do a little thing at the house, fight play. I got all boys. And we fight, play, and all that. And Graham usually starts it. And that little boy got a hook. He hit me one time, almost hit him back. But we fight, play. And obviously him being, you know, little guy, I get the best of him. But then Brian jumps in. Nah, you ain't doing my little brother like that. Graham has rules to how he fights. Brian does not care. He grabs, he broke my smartwatch one time. Just yanked the thing straight off. He doesn't, the gloves are off with Brian. Yanked my hair, punched me in the nose, you know, just everything. What? Because why? Because I got my brother's back. You ain't going, nah, if you're going to fight my brother, you're going to fight both of us. And a couple of times, like, all right, I'm done because I don't have no more in me. And that's what they want. Grandma's usually not done for whatever reason. I you know, son, I'm exhausted. I can't breathe. But he has his back. When you look at the things that the Bible is talking about in this text, what shall we then say to these things? We know for a fact that no matter what we go through, God is for us. All right. I don't care if you are struggling in your marriage. I can't stand him. Can't stand her. Want him to go somewhere. God is still for us. I can't see how this is going to come together and work out. God is still for us. Right. I'm sick and the doctor said, I got 2 weeks left to live. God is still for us. Amen. I, you know, they're going to foreclose on my house and they out there knocking with the sheriff. God is still for us. What are you trying to say? I don't care how ugly the situation is. God is still a right now on time God. Amen. See, I think it's troubling. It is concerning to me because oftentimes we allow our circumstances to take us so far off track and off base to where we no longer remember what the word of God said. Amen. See, I believe that you and I have to reinforce the scriptures in our day-to-day lives. We have to say those things, get those things down on the inside. Because, for instance, when the problem comes, when the enemy comes, you need, amen, the Holy Ghost to lift up the standard. Oftentimes, the standard is the Word of God. I'll give you this example. I remember when, praise the Lord, my father passed away. One of the worst things I had ever dealt with in my life. I remember I was going through the emotional trauma, the emotional issues that came along with losing a father that was never there for me. And having the wanting of the relationship to grow and to be what I wanted it to be, have the relationship that I have with my sons. I wanted to have that with my father. And I remember dealing with the emotional struggles that were starting to leak over into my family. Amen. Can I just talk? Amen. I remember dealing with all of the problems that were starting to leak over into other places in my life. And praise the Lord, it was not until that I remembered that all things work together for the good. It wasn't until I realized that the Bible says that God is still for us. See, I may not have had a natural father, but I got a spiritual father who supplies every last one of my needs. Amen. I got a natural father that, amen, may have put me, be responsible for me to be on this earth, but there is a spiritual father who is responsible for my seat in glory. Amen. Well, I come to tell you, saints of God, it is not until you get outside of yourself and you get away from, amen, all of the mess around you and you start getting in the word of God and you find out that God is for us. Amen. Things may not work how you want them to work. You think that things are supposed to go this way. You think things are supposed to work out that way. And amen, you got this answer and all that. God is not worried about all your stuff and your little plans. God is trying to work stuff out so that he can get all the glory in your situation. Amen. I come to tell you that it's no goodness of my own, but it's only goodness by, amen, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I come to tell you that no matter what you're dealing with, God is able. Amen. I what I love about saying that is not a God was able. It's not a God is going to be able. But I don't care if it happened 10 minutes ago. God still is able. Amen. I don't think you understood right quite what I said, because, amen, I know what the report just said. I know how ugly the problem is. I know what I'm about to walk into, but God still is right now. Amen. It might not come together. It might not make sense. It might not quite add up, but God still is. Amen. Even if I die, God still is. Amen. Even if I lose my house, God still is. Even if, amen, I get sick, God still is. Because we serve a God that's not bound by time and space. God still is. Amen. That's why I come to tell you, saints, God has everything already worked out and under control. Don't trip. Amen. Just tell yourself, don't trip. Don't worry about the problem. Don't worry about the situation, because God, amen, is right there at your problem tomorrow. Amen. You ain't even at the problem tomorrow, but God is at the problem tomorrow. And if you can just trust in him, if you can just hold on to him, if you can just believe in him, God is going to bring you through the problem that you ain't even... I come to tell you that I believe, saints of God, that God has everything worked out. Amen. In the book of Ezekiel tells us, we read this in Bible class, that I say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from the evil ways. Why will ye die, O house of Israel? Amen. I read that because, praise the name of God, some of us have been through things in our life where you wonder, why am I still here? How did I survive? How, amen, am I still able to walk around? How am I still able to come to the house of God? How is it? Lord have mercy. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Amen. You wonder how, amen, you didn't OD that night. You wonder how they didn't knock your head in. You wonder how, amen, the dope man didn't come by your house. But it's only because God said, I have called you and I have a witness for you. I want you to be saved. Amen. That's why the Bible lets us know. He says he has no pleasure in the death, amen, of the wicked. But, amen, God is calling you by your name, calling you, saying that I have let you go through these things because I want people to see the God factor at work in your life. Amen. It's only because I put you in that situation, not, amen, so you can have your complex, not so you can think that you're so such a much, but I put you in the situation so that everybody can see that I am still able to bring folks from nothing and make them who I want them to be. Amen. It's only by the God factor, saints of God. Amen. I come to tell you that, in other words, saints, amen, you have a way to escape your problem. Amen. There's no problem too big. I believe that. I don't know. I'm crazy. I believe that there is no problem that is too big that God cannot fix it for me. Amen. Can I get a witness up in here? Amen. I believe that there's no situation that's so ugly that God cannot make it beautiful. Amen. That we serve a God that, amen, we always sing the song, every time I turn around, he keeps on making ways for me. And I don't know about you, saints, I feel like turning around right now. Amen. Because every time I look at my problems, every time I look at my situation, all I got to do is stand fast and hold on to my faith and trust in God. And I know God is going to bring me out, saints. Amen. That's why I believe, church, that we, amen, have to give God a praise for everything that God has done for us. Amen. It's not no goodness. I've said it already. It's not no goodness of my own. I'm not that special, church. Amen. There's nothing special about me, but I serve a God who is special. Amen. I serve a God that, amen, you can say, amen, well, this looks like it's working out. You look like you got it going on. You look like. Amen. We always get caught up in what you look like. Amen. I'm not thinking about what that looks like. I'm thinking about giving God praise. Because you don't know what God has brought me from. You don't know what he's brought me out of. You don't know the doors he's opened, the ways he's made, the blessings that he's given. Therefore, I got to give a praise. Oh, yes. Amen. Somebody ought to tell God, thank you. Amen. I come to tell you, church, that, amen, I could sit up here and testify and talk to you time and time again, saints. I've been saved for, amen, 29 years this year. And amen, I could go through my 29 years of walking with God, church. And throughout my time of walking with God, I could talk to you and tell you, saints, about how God healed my body. I could tell you about how God saved my life. I could tell you about growing up in the projects and amen, not having no food to eat, saints. I could tell you, saints of God, how we didn't have have a car. Church, if you will, saints, I can tell you about being on food stamps. I can talk about Section 8, saints, because I have been there before. I can talk about those things. I can talk about how God protected me. How, amen, when I took my kids to school, church, amen, I brought my kids back home from school. That's a testimony, saints. I can tell you about, saints of God, how God kept us from the danger seen, amen, and unseen. I can tell you, saints of God, about the things that I thought were supposed to go one way, but they end up going another. Amen. I can tell you, saints of God, that, amen, I pray every morning that the Lord, I need you to be with me, because I do not understand or know, amen, what is about to come in front of me every day. I can tell you, church, that, amen, there's nothing that I've done that's special, but, amen, it's only by the grace of God that has been with me every single step of the way. Can I try to talk this little message out? Amen. I remember Paul said it in 1 Corinthians, 1 Corinthians 15 and verse 10. He said, by the grace of God, he said, I am what I am. Amen. I don't come to tell you this morning that the only reason why I'm still here is because the grace of God that kept me. Amen. I come to tell you, church, it's not because I'm so smart. The only reason why I'm still here is because the grace of God was with me. Is there anybody in this house that can testify this morning and say, God, I thank you for your new mercy, saints. I thank you for giving me new grace. I should have been dead. I should be locked up. I should be strung out. I should be gone. I should be messed up. I should be out my mind. But thank you for your grace and mercy. Thank you for keeping me. Thank you for making ways. Thank you. Yes, sir. Oh, yes. Amen. It's Psalms 124 here. Amen. I'm going to be done here in just a few more minutes. Amen. I only got a little bit of voice left. I'm going to get this out. In Psalms 124, church, amen, I heard David say in one of his songs of degrees, amen, I preached from this a few weeks ago. He said, if it had not been for the Lord who was on my side. Brian, how did you make it throughout all the hell you've been through? How did you come through the projects? How did you have all these problems? Because the Lord was on my side. Amen. I heard in Hebrews, he said, let your conversation be without covetousness and be content, church, with all things as ye have. For he said that I'll never leave you, I'll never forsake you, but I'm with you. I'm with you through the storms. I'm with you through the rain. I'm with you through your problems. I'm with you through your sickness. I'm with you when it doesn't make sense. I'm with you when it's all messed up. I'm with you. Yes, sir. I said, I'm with you. That ought to give somebody some encouragement right there. In Hebrews, verse number 6 says, so that we may boldly say that the Lord is my helper. Oh, Lord have mercy. I ain't got to do it all by myself, but I got somebody that walks with me. Amen. He talks with me, church, and he tells me that I am his own. In Deuteronomy, it said, be strong and be of good courage. Don't be afraid of what you're about to go through. For the Lord God, he said that I am with thee and I will not fail you. I don't know about you, church, but there's somebody that is going to be with us throughout all of our problems, throughout all of our struggles, throughout all of our troubles. God is still with us. He's still with us. Lord have mercy. We serve a God who is more than able to bring us out. Lord have mercy. And that's where I got to give God praise. You ought to clap your hands and tell him thank you. Yes, sir. Tell him thank you another time. Lord have mercy. Now, that's where I got to go back to. Amen. Verse number 28 of chapter 8, saints. Chapter 28, verse 8, verse 28, excuse me, is we got to go back a little bit. And he said, and we know, church, that all these things, all the tests and trials that we have, all of our tribulations, all the things that we've been through, the devil thought he was going to kill you. The devil thought he was going to take you out. The devil thought you were going to lose your mind. He said, if I can just afflict you this way, amen, I'm going to make you snap. If you can just go that way,
day. You ain't gonna go to church again. But what the devil didn't realize is that there's a God factor. The God factor says that, amen, I will sustain you when I ain't sustaining other folks. The God factor says that I'll make your they make things work. The God factor says that I got you no matter what you're going through. The God factor says I will bless you in front of everybody else. The God factor says that I will not leave you. The God factor says that I'm going to bless you, that I'm going to bring you out, that I'm going to heal you, that I'm going to deliver you, that I'm going to set you free. There is a God factor, and I come to tell you that no matter what happens, I'm going to stick with Jesus. I'm going to stick with him because he's the best thing. He's the best thing that ever happened. The best thing. You ought to give God some praise. The God factor. The God factor. It is the God factor. How in the world am I able to do what I am doing? Oh, you think you just something. You think you this and that and the other. No, it ain't me. It's the God factor. I had a conversation this week with somebody I grew up with. I sent them a picture of the old raggedy car they had back in the day. And we laughed. I said, man, you remember this? He's pastoring now. That brother got an Infiniti, a BMW. His daughter drives a Mercedes Benz, and he got a Lexus. I said, man, you remember when you let me borrow that car and I had to hold the steering wheel like this and it was shaking the whole time? I said, man, look where God brought us from. I grew up, didn't have a car. I got four now. I'm not bragging. Why do I? Because the God factor gets involved. When you trust God, God just starts working stuff out. God just starts fixing stuff. I would have never thought I could have a family like I got. I grew up in a family, broken home. Broken home. Yeah, we was in church, but the home was, it was jacked up. But look, well, they ain't in here now, but they're somewhere around. They're here. I hope they ain't left me. The God factor gets involved. Some things will not work out as they should until you get God involved in it. That's what I'm trying to say. Oh, well, if I can just get this and get this. You know, we're always trying to get something right, right? Oh, I just got to get squared away. I got to get squared away. I got to get all this. I got to fix it. Why don't you just stop touching stuff and let God fix it? They that trust in the Lord shall be like Mount Zion that cannot be moved. I don't care what happens. I'm just, Lord, I trust you. Lord, I believe you. Lord, I know what you said. Lord, I'm not antsy. I'm just waiting on you. Lord, you're faithful. Lord, you're just. Lord, I know what you said. Sometimes you got to hold on to what God said, like your life depends on it, because it does. Me coming out depends on me holding on what God said. And when you got the God factor involved, and they shall call you blessed, I bet they do. Because God gets involved. Why? How you get that job? How you live in that house? How you drive that car? God can do stuff. I have seen people go to the car lot with jacked up credit. It wasn't me. I know they told me the testimony. Jacked up credit, didn't have a dime in their pocket, walked away with a bad car, and the car dealership paid the first month's insurance because they didn't have money to pay insurance. I have seen it. I have seen it. I'm not preaching a prosperity message, but what I am telling you, when God gets involved and you trust in God and you believe in what God says, stuff just starts working. Y'all ever seem like everything is just flowing? Just like everything is just, it's just, man, this is just, whoa, we just rolling. When you're with God, everything just be rolling. And here's what's so beautiful about the God factor. You can go through tests and trials. You can be going through hell. But God puts his hedge around you.
It ain't even hot. It's a little uncomfortable. I don't really know how that's going to get fixed. Oh, well. But God just start working stuff out. God just starts fixing it for you. We go through tests and trials, but they're only to build our faith and trust in Him. I don't know who this is for. I hope it's for somebody. It's only to build our confidence in Him. I was telling my wife, I said, you know, I talk to her a lot. I don't really have many friends. I guess she's my only friend, you know. But, you know, I tell my wife that, you know, I don't really trip about stuff no more. Such and such broke. Oh, well, we'll get to it eventually. You going to go look at it? Nope. I don't know how to fix it. I'll call it Gentry this week. I, you know, babe, such and such got to be done. All right. We'll figure it out. Why? Because God already knows. Once you start letting go of stuff and putting it on God's plate, everything gets a whole lot easier. So, yeah, I'm just out here walking blind, trusting in God. Because we walk by faith and not by sight. If I look all around, looking around at life, saints, is enough to make you go crazy. At least looking at mine is. But when you just look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith, nothing else matters. And God just begins to work, and He begins to get all the glory out of everything that you're going through. People calling me on the job. Hey, talk to me about being saved. Can you tell me about salvation? People reaching out. It's not because I'm just at work preaching Jesus all the time. They all know I'm a preacher. But what will happen is that when you live your life according to the way that God wants you to live it, God will start sending people to you so that He can get the glory out of your life, because that's what He wants anyway. I don't know how you're doing it. How are you able to live like that and do all the stuff that you're doing? I've had people say that. You're the only one that works at your house? Yes. No, I don't make a lot of money. It's God. I'll tell this testimony. We went to the dollar store last night. Boys did good at football, and for whatever reason, every time they do good at football, Brian thinks he should go to the dollar store and get to pick out a bunch of stuff. And he always wants to go to the dollar store in Tulsa. And saints, we live in Owosso. He wants to go to Midtown Tulsa. I didn't feel like it. My sinuses are jacked up. We get there, they pick out a bunch of stuff. I picked out 3 paydays. And Crystal bought them. Thank you, Jesus. We get out. I'm walking out with all the bags and all the stuff. She has Emerson, and she's finishing up at the cash register. I'm trying to get the boys in the car with the stuff. A woman walks up behind me and says, excuse me, sir. Hey, this is just something old people do. Here you go. You take this. Just handed me some money. Never seen her before in my life. Happened so quick as she turned around, like, where'd she go? Folks don't hand you no money. Seems like everybody's always taking mine. Handed me some money. She didn't have to do that. What was that? I just said, the God factor. God will make folks bless you you ain't never seen before in your life. When He is ruling and running, sometimes God will just throw a blessing your way to remind you. Hey, I'm still good and I still got you. Hey, Cabo Shata. I'm still good and I still got you. I know it looks a little rough right now, but I still got you. I'm still sustaining you. I'm through. As the altar workers move in place, if you'd like to be saved and know this God that I preach about, that we talk about, this is your time. This is your time. There's water in the pool. There's clothing for men, women, and children. And there's a great God that'll fill you with the Holy Ghost.